We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, the tension with Iran got a little more tense yesterday. We bring in defense policy fellow of the American Enterprise Institute, Rick Berger. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you are as well. So the big news out of Iran, supposedly the shooting down of a U.S. drone. Tell us what you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a significant escalation. They shot down one of our drones a couple of weeks back, but that was what's called a Reaper. It's about a $15 million drone, dime a dozen. We've got hundreds of them. This was an RQ-4. It's an airliner-sized drone, about $150 million that we don't have that many of. This is a serious escalation, and it's a real problem that we're in a week in which we just decided not to nominate our new defense secretary, and we have leadership in flux at the Pentagon.
Rick, the U.S. says the drone was in international waters. Of course, Iran takes a different approach on that.
Yeah, I think it's very hard to trust the Iranians at this point, given their history of prevarication and lying. But I think we'll see the White House and the Pentagon start to release a lot more information about these incidents to really start convincing people that Iran is doing the escalating in this case.
Okay, so the question, the million-dollar question at this point is, what would you kind of guesstimate as a proportional response to this?
Well, I think you've seen people on two sides of this issue. One, folks who believe that our presence there and our buildup as a deterrent to the Iranians is destabilizing in itself. I think it's a bit rich, given the fact that every escalation has been started by Iran. I would expect you'll see some sort of military response to this. We already have folks both in the State Department as well as in the White House, as well as a few in Congress, notably Senator Tom Cotton, who are pushing for a proportional response militarily. There's plenty of stuff that we could take out to send the Iranians a message without necessarily killing anyone. It's important to note that while this is a serious escalation, they still haven't killed Americans in this current escalation, not in history, but I would be looking for something similar, some part of infrastructure that can be taken out with minimal casualties.
We're talking to defense policy fellow of the American Enterprise Institute, Rick Berger. So, Rick, you talked about the leadership change. Quite the first day for new acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper, huh?
Yeah. So Esper will take over at 12:01 a.m. Tomorrow night, just as we ease into the weekend. But right now he's doing all his prep work with Secretary Shanahan, who's leaving. I mean, that's out of the frying pan into the fire. He has a sterling history. You'll probably hear that he's a Raytheon lobbyist. I wouldn't give that much mind. He served in the Army for a long time. He's been over in Capitol Hill. He has a lot of great relationships both there and in the White House. And he just finished up a long stint as Secretary of the Army and did a very good job by bipartisan accounts. So I would look for him to be effective, but you know, this is not how you want to spend your first day.
So you got the Pentagon doing this switch at the very top. At the same time, while dealing with some vacancies in other pretty lofty positions, how dicey does this make it?
Well, the real problem here is the number one position, the defense secretary, because you can't really put anyone in below that until you've got your guy up there. So Shanahan sat out there for 6 months. I'd liken this to being it's the substitute teacher effect when you got kids in class who just don't respect the authority. It's true inside the Pentagon. It's true internationally, both with our adversaries and our allies. It's true on Capitol Hill. People spend a lot of time investing in their relationships with defense secretaries. They just wasted 6 months getting to know Patrick Shanahan, finally warmed to him to some degree, and now they're going to have to do it all over again. I think a lot of people like Esper, but the vacancy at the top has created a situation in which we have a unprecedented number of political appointees not serving in a permanent capacity at the Pentagon. It does a real number on both what the Pentagon does outside the building as well as how it runs itself.
Rick, given the increased tension and given the transition, is there any concern on your part about our readiness?
Well, I think the armed forces are professional, and part of the good thing about the Department of Defense is that it's very reluctant to change. It's got a ton of bureaucratic inertia. I wouldn't worry about our readiness to fight. What I do worry about is that we have allies who don't know who our defense secretary is, don't know who speaks for us on military matters. You had Secretary Pompeo, I think, filling a bit of this void, going to visit a military base, which is not usual for a secretary of state. So you don't really have an effective advocate for the military at the top, other than the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which is not how this process is supposed to work.
Talk about Esper hitting the ground running. He's got to attend that conference in Brussels, too, right?
That's right. And he's got a ton on his plate because he also, I mean, we're doing all four defense policy and funding bills right now in Congress. So he's going to have to deal with all that as he manages the tensions with Iran. I mean, the list of the to-do list that he inherits is scarily long. I wouldn't actually want to know how many items are on it.
That's right. Just cross them off one at a time, acting secretary.
That's
just
right.
One at a time. Just one at a time. Rick, we appreciate the insight. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks much, Gary. You have a good one.
That's Defense Policy Fellow of the American Enterprise Institute, Rick Berger.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.